Steve Carulla, Carolina's district presentation. Competition-wise, you guys know what you're doing, so you've been through this a little bit. You got one of the masters sitting over here. Our category is so easy. We just want to be entertained. And so it's all about entertainment. Eliminate the distractions. We don't care about the beauty of your voices, the elegance of your arrangement. We're just here to see a good barbershop performance. So your scores here, in case you've already talked about them, they're pretty much in the mid-70s. 78, 73, 74 on the first song, 73, 75 on the second song, so pretty consistent. And that is a very enjoyable performance for the audience. So why isn't it an 80? I would say on the first song, When She Loved Me, there's so much good stuff going on in terms of the sound. I can tell you guys have really worked on that. The tone is beautiful throughout. It's a great chart. And so musically, you're doing a lot of things really, really well. I think the opportunity for you is to bring the visual support into that. You're talking about some imagery, which there's definitely some elements of sadness, of loss here, right? We need to make sure we're really emphasizing that. There are some moments where the memory is a little bit more uplifting. We want to see those kinds of moments as well. It kind of gives the audience some interest as we're going through the song. But overall, we just need to get more visually engaged in the whole song so that what we're looking at supports what we're hearing. What we're hearing is beautiful. What I want to see and what's become beautiful as well. A couple points in here. This, like a lot of songs, this has a trap where it doesn't start with actual lyrics, right? Do 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 do. Okay, so you've got how many bars of do do do? So we have to have something going on here inside. And we're already thinking about what our vision is here. We're not just singing some tune-up chords here, right? That happens a couple times in this song, and we just sort of checked out. We were singing, we were enjoying our sound at that point, which is great, but you weren't giving the audience any clue about what was going next. And that becomes kind of a missed opportunity. I would say that there was, we have the nice device where we got the tenors have a melody and the basses have a melody. You guys, I'm your first category, right? So I see what the singing guys have to say about it. It could be handled smoother. It kind of stuck out a little bit. It wasn't handled as smoothly as it could be. Obviously, the tenors especially lit a little bit hot on that, and that works against you. Even though we're presentation, like I just said, I don't care about your voices, and I don't care about your arrangement, but if something kind of pops out of the texture of what you've done, then you sort of lost me for a minute. So you kind of work on those kind of transitions. And then in the bridge, we kind of want to work on that in terms of just the flow. And this is I forget exactly what the words are, but it speeds up a little bit there. We sort of just lost a little bit in terms of the flow. So it just kind of wandered. It wasn't quite as purposeful as it could have been. The choruses are so nice. That part there, we didn't have a clear sense of message right there. We're kind of killing time until we get back into the last page. And I would just say, you know, there's so many opportunities here for bringing out the warmth in the lyrics as a contrast to our sense of loss. Especially towards the end, I wrote the words, lives within our heart. I mean, in the context of the loss we're experiencing, that is a warm, pleasant memory. So we really need to see that on our faces. Do we want to maybe sing a little bit on this song? I'm sure we'll pick it up. What's that?
I'm guessing they would love to.
Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
Let's do it. So, in talking about the intro, like, what are we trying to accomplish with the intro, I guess? What emotion are we going for? What message are we trying to set?
So I would say it's not a different one. It's just the message that you, the mood that you've got when you actually get to have words, just bring that forward into this phrase right here. So you're singing the exact same song, you're just singing on do-do-do-do. So whatever you talked about in terms of the scene for when you start the words, just bring that forward, those four bars, whatever that is. Somebody loved me, this was a wonderful time. So there was still a little bit too much of a shift, too much of a switch going on when we got to the words. So let's go back and try that again. So we're actually thinking the words, when somebody loves me, while we're doing the do-do-do. I need to see how much love we feel on the do-do-do. Don't go crazy on the motion, but I need to see it right here.
All about the face. Sorry, I'm directing less because I'm trying to do the face too.
And that's exactly what we need. I didn't really pay attention to if you were relying on him for everything there. He really just needs to get you started. And ideally, it would be if you could actually just try and practice once in a while, just hands at the side, and all you're doing is you're performing the song, and they're performing it back. Don't rely on him so much to give you every little swipe.
I'll try to do more of that today. Well, I will work on doing more of that as we become more confident in our singing. That's great. Do it again, and let's just see if I don't have to direct it, because you already know what the flow of that really should be, and then I can give you the tension points, right?
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit, when I get through it, it's sort of expository, just kind of set the scene, we don't want to work too much. We finally got the feel forward in that song. Now there's a bit of a volume increase when we get to words, like oh, I'm relieved to sing words. You set such a wonderful context now in that first phrase. Can we start that next phrase at that same level? We need all the energy, we need all the warmth, but just keep it at that same volume level in the context. Yeah, what kind of like where you finish, start at that level and grow from there.
Yeah,
so it's a little more personal. It's not just like, hey, when somebody loves me, it's like points in terms of what we're holding out a lot of stuff And then after a while, we're holding out so much stuff, we're sort of losing a little bit of the forward motion. So did you say you want to go on to that?
Yes, it's the ballot outscored the upturn. I'd like to hear what your comments are on the upturn, please.
Okay. So big picture here, there was a lot of lyric in here, and I didn't get all of it. So we got to make sure that we're really enunciating the words so that the audience is really getting the story as you're going through here. There were a couple rubato points, and I'll have to have you hear the song, have you do the song again. My impression was it was a little divisive. I didn't get a sense of what that was telling me about the story at that particular point. And there's two of them, if I remember right.
Yeah, he's got memories haze, and we have the homesick and heartsick moment. So he's saying divisive. What he means by that is that it seems like we were technically trying to do something to make it seem different, but we have no idea what it meant.
Yeah, it was a great vocal plan, but we can approach it from the perspective of we need to add something here just to add interest, but there always has to be that emotional underpinning. So that whatever you're talking about at that point is just compelling you to hold those words or to get a little sour about it or soft or what have you.
Let's start at I swear, plenty of girls at the party, plenty of fun at the party, plenty of girls that we could share, right? I swear, fun at the party, I want to.
I swear, fun at the party, plenty of girls that we could share. Life is worth the living, monkey, glory, never a care. Even it would be a treat to walk along the street in my hometown. Now and then my fantasy strays, and I recall the days, those good old days. Memories.
So that's the first one.
All right, so what's going on there? We're sort of, we're kind of going back. Memories, right?
It would be good old, I was caught in the moment.
Yeah. So that can work, but then we have to make sure we're actually showing how wonderful this memory is. And so let's just kind of play here. You guys are empowered individually. This is not going to necessarily leave the room, but individually, I want you guys to just do whatever feels natural for you in terms of you go there. You show me that I'm back in those memories. I don't want a lot of hands. I want to see on your face how wonderful that memory is. You are empowered to totally overact. Feel okay. Silly. Show me what it feels like.
I swear. Want to?
I swear. Fun at the parties, plenty of girls that we could share. Life was worth the living, hunky dory, never a care. See when it would be a treat to walk along the street in my hometown.
I didn't even hear the bass pickup at that point.
Yeah.
That has to do with we're missing guys and so.
No, these guys know it. They're not depending on anyone who's not here, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's hear you do with your best on stage. The best one you did on stage again. We need maybe set up the retard a little bit sooner to get into that a little bit. Take a little bit longer to get into it. Where's the stop in the meter?
Then my fancy strays and I recall those good old days through the pages of memories. This is really what we're going for.
Okay. So it's almost like the first time you get a sense it stops is on...
Memory.
What was it when you have that swipe?
Through the pages of memory.
Yeah, so at that point we get the sense that something is starting to slow down here and we're kind of going into another sense. If you're going to keep that there. Let's try it. I don't know the song, but let's see if I kind of pace you along.
And we'll slow it down earlier.
It's a little bit, yeah. Take a little bit longer to get into that.
I swear, one, two.
I swear, fun at the parties, plenty of girls that we can share. Life is worth the living, hunky dory, never a care. She went in would be a treat to walk.
I think maybe something like that.
Starting to pull it a little bit sooner.
But to be honest, that's not the problem with this song. The problem with this song is you're talking about all this fun stuff that you wish you could go back and experience. And I'm not seeing anyone happy to go back to my hometown. So it's like, what are you talking about? You really don't care about all this stuff you say is important. So pick up at the same spot. But guys, you got to convince me that I need to go to your hometown.
Is it possible that you sing it without me directing it so I can step and just watch and
love to see?
Okay. I swear I want to.
I swear. Play of pies, plenty of girls that we could share. Life is worth the living, hunky-dory, never a care. Cheap and it would be a treat to walk along the street in my home. Now and then my fancy strays and I recall.
I mean, even that, so that was better than before. And even then, there's opportunities where you're kind of changing your mood there, right? Go through it one more time for that exact same point. There's a big inflection. I don't know the words, but we'll get there in a second. I want to see a big change. I'll kind of point out to you.
I swear I want to.
I swear in front of the bars, plenty of girls that we can share. Life is worth living, hunky-dory, never a care. Even it would be a dream to walk along the street in my hometown. Now and then my fancy.
So now and then, that's a start of a whole other section. So we need to see something different there. You're either going to be leaning in. What are you doing? You want my attention? You're leaning like this. But that's a whole other feel. And we need to see something visually there as well. And maybe even to expand the vocal range at the same point. But all this is a great arrangement, lots of great stuff. We got to have some fun. You got to convince the audience that they need to go to your hometown. And I'm getting the.
Yeah.